for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2016 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday morning, July the 3rd, 2016, Jerry McGee is the speaker of the service teaching on Whose Spirit is Manifesting Through You. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Now, that word in the Hebrew means the idol is the boogie bear. And I thought, well, idol is the boogie bear. What does that mean? Well, when you have an idol, you go, oh, hope I don't have to get rid of that. And maybe some of you have done like I've done. I remember going to a Dave Wilkerson meeting years ago, and I'd go, hope you don't tell me I have to get rid of that. And see, the idol's the boogie bear. It scares you to death if you think you have to get rid of it. It says, who can open the doors of his face? Around his teeth is terror. His strong scales are his pride, shut up as with a tight seal. So pride is his shield. One is so near to another, who can become within his double mail? They are joined together, they clasp each other, and cannot be separated. It's also one of the causes of lung problems when you can't breathe. It says his sneezes flash forth light, and his eyes are like the eyelid of the morning. Out of his mouth go burning torches, and a leap of fire leap forth. If you've let Leviathan work in your life, it's like a flame of fire comes out your mouth and smoke comes out your nose. I remember praying for a lady in Beaumont. She was addicted to nose spray. And God just gave me a word of knowledge that she had a spirit of Leviathan. I said, well, has fire ever come out of your mouth and smoke out of your nose when you get mad? She didn't answer, but her husband said, yes. And so she repented, and the next day she comes, she said, I didn't even need my old nose spray. When we cast, Velma used to come with me, Velma and I cast out a spirit of Leviathan from her. Maybe you can identify with the times you've been angry, and it's like fire comes out of your mouth and smoke comes out of your nose. That's Leviathan. I can identify with in my earlier years. I thank God they don't happen anymore. But I can remember earlier years. I mean, it didn't take a lot to make me mad, but when it did, you better get out of the way. That's Leviathan. His breath kindles coals, and a flame goes forth from his mouth. In his neck lodges strength, and dismay leaps before him. Now, he's stubborn, stiff neck. The folds of his flesh are joined together on him and immovable. His heart is hard as a millstone, even as a lower millstone, so he's hard-hearted. When he raises himself up, the mighty fear, because of his crashing, they're bewildered. The sword that reaches him cannot avail, nor the spear, the dart, or the javelin. He regards iron as straw and bronze as rotten wood. The arrow cannot make him flee. Sling stones are turned into stubble before him. Clubs are regarded as stubble, and he laughs at the rattling of the javelin. And I can remember years ago when my husband and I get in a disagreement. I thought I was the spiritual one. A little bit of pride there. And so I would go in the bathroom and I'd start binding the devil. And he was just laughing at the rattling of the javelin because I was in pride. He just laughs. We think we're so spiritual and we think we can do this. Until we humble ourselves, we don't have any power. His underparts are sharp potsherds. He spreads out in the like a threshing sledge in the mire. He causes the depths to boil like a pot. He makes the sea look like a jar of ointment. He makes a wake to shine. One would think one would think the deeper it's gray hair. He makes hell look wise, in other words. And if you've ever ministered to somebody that has a Leviathan spirit, they can convince you that they have a problem that no one else, that even God can't fix. Make hell look wise. He looks on everything that is high, and he's king over all the sons of pride. So every time we're letting the flesh rule, we're letting Leviathan rule our life. And it'll be wood, hay, and stubble. We can either be conformed to the image of Christ, or we can be conformed into the image of Satan. It's a minute-by-minute choice. And when we know we can be being conformed to the image of Christ when we choose to allow the suffering we go through to conform us into God's image. That's the purpose. Romans 8 says, everything works together for good to those that love the Lord, to the called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he predestined to become conformed to the image of Christ. So everything you go through, the purpose of it is that God wants to use that suffering to conform you to his image. And you can know that you're being conformed in the image of Christ when you are living for the will of God instead of your own will. 1 Peter 4, 4:1 says, arm yourself with the same purpose, for as Christ suffered in the flesh, so you suffer in the flesh, for in suffering sin loses its power. And then it goes on to say, so live the rest of your life, not for the lust of men, but for the will of God. And you can know you're being conformed in the image of the beast when you're becoming bitter instead of better. If life circumstances are making you bitter instead of better, you know you're on the wrong track. You know you're being conformed in the image of the beast when we're exchanging the glory of God for an image in the form of corruptible man. Romans 1 says, even though they knew God, they didn't worship him as God, and they exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of four-footed creatures and beast. And then it says that God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Present yourself to God as a living sacrifice and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know you're being conformed in the image of the beast when you're exchanging your glory for an image in the form of an ox that eats grass like the children of Israel did. When you refuse God's discipline, Hebrews 12 says that if you do not receive the discipline of the Lord and let him conform you to his image, you're a bastard. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what Hebrews 12 says. You know you're being conformed in the image of beast when you go back to your own way, your old ways. You keep going back. Instead of overcoming and going forward, you're going backwards, backsliding. 1 Peter 1, verse 4 says, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance. The other day I was reading the Bible online, and it came to a scripture where, and I don't even know who it was now, but somebody received mercy because in spite, maybe it was Paul, I don't remember, but he received mercy because of his ignorance and unbelief. And I started praying, Lord, I've been ignorant and I've been unbelieving. I ask you to have mercy on me in my ignorance and in my unbelief. Have you been in unbelief and ignorance? I have. You know you're being conformed in the image of the beast when you continually join yourself with a harlot. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 16 says, Do you not know that the one who joins himself to a harlot is one with her, for the two shall become one flesh. You know you're being conformed to the image of the beast when your lifestyle is not manifesting the character and nature of Jesus. And I'm saying lifestyle, I'm not saying blunders, because nobody's going to be perfect, but we should be sinning less and less instead of more and more. You know you're being conformed in the image of the beast when we're becoming like your idols. Psalms 135 says you become like your idols. You know you're being conformed in the image of the beast when you're living after the flesh, when you live in a state of unrest, when you stay wounded and tormented and hurt, when you live in anger and unforgiveness. Proverbs 29:22 says, an angry man stirs strife, and a hot-tempered man abounds in transgressions. Proverbs 19:19 says, a man of great anger shall bear the penalty, for if you rescue him, you only have to do it again and again and again and again. Jumping through hoops. I don't know if you've ever lived with anyone that was angry like I have, but you have to constantly be jumping through their hoops to make them happy. And then they keep raising the bar, raising the bar, raising the bar. You just have to stop jumping through the hoops. Lord, are you sure? I remember the day I quit jumping through the hoops, and I said, Lord, it was just easier. My husband was such a perfectionist that he would, if you moved a chair, he would be down rubbing the thing. And one day the Lord said, and I mean, I could clean everything spotless, and he'd say, I'm going to clean up your mess when you get through. And one day the Lord said, leave the mess. I went, oh no, Lord, oh no. Lord said, you're ever going to break this thing off of you? You've got to quit cooperating with it. I said, Lord, are you sure? Oh, God, it's easier just to clean the mess up. Anyway, I thank God that God used that to set me free. But I prayed for about 4 years before I did that, so I knew God told me to do it, okay? But I can tell you the Lord used that to break that spirit, because when you live under, when you have that demon hovering over your house, it's like you walk on eggshells all the time. Some of you are shaking your head. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe you're that person that makes the people you live with walk on eggshells. You need to repent of that too. God calls us to peace. And he doesn't want anybody controlling us. He don't want somebody's demons controlling us. So you can choose whose spirit you want to work through you. And it's a daily, daily, moment by moment choice. Either we let Christ rule or we let Satan rule. And every fleshly work that we do, that we're not surrendered to Jesus as Lord and Master, will be totally wiped out, not even counted for good. It's only what we do under the influence and the control of the Holy Spirit. So ask yourself, whose spirit have I been letting manifest in me? And if you'll stand up and repent of whatever the Lord shows you, then we'll do deliverance. Pray with me, okay? Lord, in Jesus' name, I want the truth that sets me free. Show me, Lord, who I've been letting manifest through me. I want you to be king over my life, and I need to know what I need to repent of. In Jesus' name, forgive me for my ignorance and my unbelief, and have mercy on me, Lord. And then when you get through repenting, if you'll sit down, we'll pray. But just repent of whatever the Lord shows you. If Leviathan has been working in you, you need to renounce him and fall out of agreement with him. You can sit down when you're through. Father, I ask you to forgive me for trying to fix myself, trying to turn the potter's wheel. Lord, I yield to you the potter. I present my body to you, Lord, as a living sacrifice. I choose to deny myself and take up my cross and follow you. I choose to let go of my life that I might find it. I forgive my forefathers who operated in the flesh and who trained me up in the flesh. And Lord, I renounce every demonic spirit that came into me through forefathers who operated under the influence of the King of Pride. I renounce the pride that's come down my bloodline in the name of Jesus. Lord, I take accountability for the spirit of pride and arrogance and haughtiness and self-exaltation and hanging in there and letting the front end drag and pushing and taking pride in my abilities. I ask you to forgive me, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me for not lifting you up. I humble myself before you, Lord. Thank you that Christ, you're in me, Lord Jesus. I praise you, Lord. Lord, I want you, pray with me, I want you to manifest yourself through me from this day forward in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to lift you up. Father, in Jesus' name, I want to live you to live through me. I come under your yoke, Lord, that's light and easy. I strip off the yokes of people. I strip off the yokes of, forgive me for having necklace of pride. Forgive me that pride has been my necklace. The garment of violence has covered me, and my eyes have bulged with fatness. I ask you to forgive me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive me. I come under your yoke. I get on the potter's wheel. Lord, thank you that as I yield to you, your faith will purify my soul. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Lord, thank you that you're meek and lowly, and I humble myself before you. In Jesus' name, I deny myself. Father, in the name of Jesus, I choose to walk in the Spirit. I ask you to forgive me for not denying myself, not giving up my life, not humbling myself, not walking in the Spirit. Father, I ask you to forgive me. I present my body to you, Lord, as a living sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Father, in the name of Jesus, I put off anger. Forgive me for anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy and filthy communication from my mouth. I put off the old man in the name of Jesus, and I put on the new man, Lord, which has been renewed in the knowledge after the one who created me. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I put off all the deeds of the flesh, and forgive me for making provision for the flesh. Lord, I reckon myself dead. Help me live as a dead person in Jesus' name. Lord, forgive me for not wanting to suffer in the flesh. Forgive me for not wanting to suffer. God, forgive me. Forgive me for not walking in the Spirit. And Lord, I yield to you, the potter. I come under your control. And Lord, I give up my life. I allow you to control my life. And Lord, I thank you that it's your job to get the junk out. And my job is to yield. The only thing you want me to do is surrender to you, and you do the rest. Thank you, Lord. That is so encouraging, Lord, that you want to clean me up. But you can't clean me up if I'm not on the potter's wheel. Forgive me for trying to turn the potter's wheel, trying to fix myself, wearing myself out. Forgive me for being legalistic and having a religious spirit. In Jesus' name, I ask you to forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for adultery, spiritual adultery, physical adultery. Lord, I break the curse of the law of jealousy off of every life. In Jesus' name, that cause their stomach to swell and their thigh to waste away. Forgive me for fornication, spiritual adultery, physical adultery. Forgive me for uncleanness, physical and moral impurity. Forgive me for lasciviousness. Forgive me for being lewd, lustful, wanton, manifesting sexual desire. God, I ask you to forgive me for idolatry, witchcraft, sorcery, medication, pharmakia. Forgive me for the use of drugs and spells, Lord, sorcery. Forgive me for hatred and variance. Forgive me for strife and quarreling. Forgive me for emulation. God, forgive me for jealousy and envy and rivalry. Forgive me for wrath. God, forgive me for being angry and bitterness, bitter. Forgive me for strife, selfish ambition. God, I ask you to forgive me for seditions, for discontent, rebellious uprisings, heresies, false doctrines. Lord, forgive me for envyings, ill will associated with jealousy. Forgive me for murdering people with words and murder people through anger and murdering people physically. And Lord, forgive me for drunkenness, physical drunkenness, spiritual drunkenness. Sober me up, Lord. Father, forgive me for reveling, boisterous merrymaking. Forgive me for festivities, loving that more than I love you. God, I ask you to forgive me for these things that would send me to hell. Forgive me for letting Leviathan work in me, making him king over my life. I make you, Lord Jesus, king over my life in the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to take the piercing out of each jaw in Jesus' name. Take the rope out of every nose. Take the hook out of every jaw in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me for taking him as a servant. Pray with me. Forgive me for taking him as a servant forever. I renounce him now. Lord, I want to be your servant, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive me for trying to fight him with physical weapons. God, forgive me for bargaining him over him, dividing among the merchants. God, forgive me in the name of Jesus that he's been my shield. Lord, forgive me that he's been my protection in the name of Jesus. Lord, we take off the shield of Leviathan. We take off in the name of Jesus that spirit of pride that's been our protection in the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive me that smoke's gone out of my nostrils and fire has come out of my mouth. Forgive me for making hell look wise. God, forgive me for causing a wake to shine and the depths to boil. I ask you to forgive me, Lord, for being high, mighty, exalting myself, which has made Satan king over me. Lord, I humble myself under your mighty hand that you might exalt me. Forgive me for becoming bitter instead of better. God, I ask you to forgive me for not working out my salvation with fear and trembling. Forgive me for not receiving your discipline. Forgive me for not allowing the circumstances of life to conform me into your image. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me for all fleshly maneuvers to fight Leviathan and me being full of pride and thinking other people were the problem. God, in the name of Jesus, forgive me for living for my own will instead of your will. God, I ask you to forgive me for, in the name of Jesus, for exchanging the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of a corruptible man, which would cause you to turn me over to a reprobate mind. And Lord, I present my body to you as a living sacrifice so you can transform my mind and you can heal my mind of depression. You can heal my mind of mental problems, ADHD, ADHD, ADD. You can heal me of all kinds of mental problems, Lord, when I present my body to you as a living sacrifice. Forgive me for rebellion. God, forgive me for exchanging your glory for an image in the form of an ox. God, I ask you to forgive me for not being obedient to you. God, forgive me for continually joining myself with a harlot in the name of Jesus. You know, when I submit to the potter, I like to say this. I'm going to explain. If I say obey, sometimes we think I've got to turn the potter's wheel, which is legalism. But if I say submit, which is obedience, or if I say yield, which is obedience, if I say surrender, which is obedience, it kind of takes away that idea of I've got to do it myself. Do you see what I'm saying? It is obedience, but sometimes when you hear obedience, you think you've got to get to work. Oh, no, another thing I've got to do. God wants to do it for you as you yield to the potter. Hallelujah. That is so encouraging. It's his job to take the trash out to sanctify you. But you have to keep on yielding. You have to keep on suffering in the flesh, choosing against what you want to stay on that potter's wheel. Amen? And if you're trying to turn the potter's wheel, your intentions may be because that's what's all you know to do. But it's still rebellion, and it still sends you to hell, and it still works for the flesh. Because it's not what God did in you. It's what you're trying to do for yourself. And most of you do it because you think that's what God wants you to do. Abiding in Christ means to stay under God's authority. And there's rest and peace in it. If you're not resting, you're not abiding. If you abide in me, Jesus said, and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you will and I'll do it. Just clean me up, Lord, and he'll do it. Forgive me for backsliding. Forgive me, Lord, for living a lifestyle of manifesting the fruit of the flesh. Forgive me for becoming like my idols. Forgive me for living after the flesh, living in a state of unrest. God, forgive me for living with my wounds instead of overcoming my woundedness. Forgive me for nursing grudges. Forgive me for thinking that I just have to keep my wounds. No, I don't. God, forgive me for keeping my wounds, being tormented. When, Lord, I forgive every person who's ever hurt me. Forgive me for living in anger. Forgive me for being hot-tempered. God, forgive me for being demonized because I've been a person of great anger. Lord, I choose to let you rule in my life. I ask you to forgive me for all the works I've done that have been under the influence of the flesh and under Satan's kingship instead of your lordship. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Now we come against, in Jesus' name, every demonic spirit of unrest. And pray for me. Lord, I come under your yoke. Lift your hands and receive God's yoke. Lord, I strip off every yoke that's not your yoke. And I ask you to yoke my neck with the yoke of heaven. In the name of Jesus. As I humble myself. And Lord, I get on the potter's wheel. and I humble myself and I ask you, Lord, to clothe my neck with the yoke of heaven. And Lord, I thank you that you're bringing down your yoke of heaven upon every neck to bring rest in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Now, every spirit of fear, doubt, unbelief, worry, anxiety, tension, stress, go now in Jesus' name. We break the power of discouragement, depression, in the name of Jesus. You have to go. We break the power of fear, doubt, unbelief. You go in Jesus' name. We command perversion to go. We command pride, arrogance, boastfulness, haughtiness, Leviathan, we break covenants with you. Come out, spirits of Leviathan, you come out of every life. In Jesus' name, we break your power. All spirits of mental illness, insanity, rebellion, antichrist, out in the name of Jesus, we break your power. Hatred, variance, strife, lasciviousness, licentiousness, drunkenness, a carousing, a party spirit, murder, hatred, jealousy, envy, come out now. Drunkenness, sorcery, witchcraft, I break your power. I break the power of rebellion, antichrist spirits, religious spirits, performance spirits. I break the power of legalism in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that has lied to us and deceived us, come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power. Unrest, we break your power in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we break the power of being a sluggard. Every spirit that's hindered the word of God in our life, we break your power. We break the power of revenge, grudges, in Jesus' name. We break the power of Python, Leviathan, in Jesus' name. We break the power of water spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus. Marine spirits, out in the name of Jesus. We break the power of terror in Jesus' name. Terrorized in Jesus' name. Torment, unforgiveness, pain, you go now in Jesus' name. We break your power. All the works of darkness, spirits of darkness, come out now in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Blow out in Jesus' name. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Come out now. Jealousy, ill will, wrath, sedition, heresies, drunkenness, come out now. Physical drunkenness, spiritual drunkenness. We break the curse of the law of jealousy. Stupor, come out in Jesus' name. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. We command in Jesus' name all spirits of anger out. Rage, come out in Jesus' name. Mental illness, insanity. We break the power of drugs, alcohol. We break the yoke of slavery off of every life. Yoke of bondage, we break your power in Jesus' name. With intimidation, you come out. Fear, cowardness, ill will, we break your power. Hostility, come out now. All spirits of hostility, we break your power. Party spirit, jealousy, we command a party spirit out in Jesus' name. We command spirits of lewdness, wanton spirits. We command the spirits of lust that cause us to run after sex all the time. We break your power in the name of Jesus. We break your power. All spirits of wanton spirits, every demon that came in through pornography, we command you to go. Demons, come out of the eyes in Jesus' name. Come out of the body in the name, power, blood, and authority of Jesus. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Here, relationships, we command you to go. Frigidity, we command you to go. Marriage breaking demons, we command you to go. Spirits of pride that keeps us from seeing our own sin and causes us to see everybody else's. Critical spirits, slander, gossip, judgmentalness, come out now in Jesus' name. Blindness, come out of us. Eyes of Leviathan, come out in Jesus' name. We break your power. We command the spirits of burning torches coming out of our mouth. Come out. All spirits that make hell look white, come out. All spirits that keep us from taking accountability for our sin, come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power. We break your power out in the mighty name of Jesus. The word says, if any two agree upon anything is touching heaven or earth, it shall be done unto them. The word says that our weapons are not worldly, but mighty to God for the smashing down of strongholds. We smash down these strongholds in the name of Jesus. We cast down every imagination, every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. We come against heresies. We come against all spirits of mind control. We come against witchcraft, satanic rituals. We break in Jesus' name. We come against all spirits of harlotry, adultery. In Jesus' name, we command you to go. Spirits that would cause our stomach to swell and our thigh to waste away, come out in Jesus' name. All spirits of blindness, macular degeneration, cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, we command you to go. Cancer, disease, sickness, infirmity, come out. Lameness, spirits that would cripple us. Spirits that would cause one of our legs to be longer than the other. We command you to go. We command our legs to balance out. All spirits, crippling spirits, lame spirits, come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Just give it, take a deep breath and blow out in Jesus' name. Praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. All spirits of rebellion, stubbornness, perverseness, stubborn, stiff neck, come out in Jesus' name. Hard-heartedness, come out in Jesus' name. Broken hearts, you come out now. Lord, I bind up their broken hearts. I press them out. I bandage them. I soften with oil in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lord, I give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of the spirit of fainting, that they might be an oak of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. I tear out a root of rejection. I tear out the root of bitterness in Jesus' name. I command wormwood out in Jesus' name. I break your power. All spirits that came in through the Illuminati, generational Masonic cults, and come out now in Jesus' name. Praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. When you feel a release, lift your hands and sing with me. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Lord, fill me with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. And Lord, remind me to get in the Word so I'll know what your Word says, so that I won't not have the knowledge that keeps me from perishing. Lord, I want the truth that sets me free. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.